WNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs around 97, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, 74, cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high of 90. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA says corn and soybean condition ratings moved a little lower over the last week. It was mostly hot and dry in some of the key U.S. growing areas, but better conditions in other parts of the country could not overtake some of the hot and dry weather. As of Sunday, 64% of U.S. corn, good to excellent, 3% less than a week ago. 7% of corn is now soaking. The five-year average is 11. 63% of U.S. soybeans, good to excellent, 2% under a week ago. 96% has now emerged, 16% bloomed, a little bit behind average. 31% of winter wheat rated good to excellent, up a point for what's left. 54% harvested nationwide. The average is 48%. Kansas, 83% now complete. The spring wheat has made a nice bounce back, 66%. Good to excellent, up 7 points from those rains in the northern plains. 36% of cotton, good to excellent, a point lower than a week ago. 44% of the cotton is squaring. And 31% of U.S. pastures and rangelands rated good to excellent. That is unchanged from last week. The EPA said it will issue a decision by September 30th on a petition submitted to seeking regulation of pesticide-treated seeds under FIFRA, the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. The Center for Food Safety and 10 other groups or individuals submitted the petition back in 2017, saying EPA failed to adequately assess the risks of unregulated seed, instead exempting them from registering or labeling requirements and only registering the liquid coating products. The agency agreed to the deadline in a proposed consent decree filed in litigation that was brought to compel the agency to make a decision. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The defendant in a double homicide entered not guilty pleas to all charges during his arraignment Tuesday morning in Reno County District Court. Kyle Hardwick was recently bound over on two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 58-year-old Philip Anstein and 56-year-old Marion Ed Bates in August of 2021. He is also charged with theft and a fourth count of solicitation of perjury for trying to convince a friend to lie on the witness stand or not show for the hearing at all. Funeral services have been set for the St. Mary's police officer who died on duty July 2nd. According to an obituary, a visitation for Officer Mark Lamberson will be held July 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Piper Funeral Home in St. Mary's. Funeral services will follow on Tuesday morning at St. Mary's High School from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. According to his obituary, Officer Lamberson was 45 years old and leaves behind a wife and two children. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Nickerson basketball star Ava Jones, who recently committed to play at the University of Iowa, and her family were badly injured in a crash in Louisville last night. Jones, her parents Trey and Amy, and her brother are all hospitalized following the crash. Louisville station Wave 3 reports that the two adults remain in critical condition and the teen girl is in serious but stable condition. The young boy was treated for minor injuries. Jones and her family were standing on a sidewalk when they were hit by 33-year-old Michael Hurley, who admitted he had just taken hydrocodone and was too tired to make a turn. Hurley was later arrested. The Geary County Sheriff's Office said around 5:30 p.m. last night, deputies were called to the 9,000 block of Jay Hill Road with reports of a single vehicle injury accident. When deputies arrived, they had learned that Alton R. Livingston of Junction City was headed southwest when his 2018 Indian Roadmaster left the roadway and hit a barbed wire fence. The Sheriff's Office indicated that Livingston was rushed to the hospital. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. According to KSTP in St. Paul, Minnesota, the boy killed in a hotel roof collapse in York has been identified as 10-year-old Ben Prince. The family is from Hudson, Wisconsin. The York Police Department said the roof caved in around 9 p.m. Sunday at the Hampton Inn. Prince's body was found underneath debris in the swimming pool room. He died at the scene. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause of the collapse. Nebraska's unemployment website, NEWorks, is back online following an outage impacting the site's vendor, Geographic Solutions Incorporated. Among multiple states impacted, Nebraska's site was the first to come back online. If an individual has recently become unemployed and was unable to file an initial application for unemployment benefits or reopen their claim because of the system outage, they should request backdating of the application. Instructions can be found at dol.nebraska.gov/UI benefits. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR term, and vehicle with credit plus tax and fees expires month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Kansas Insurance Department recently made its annual distribution to local firefighter relief associations, with some $72,000 distributed to 10 fire departments within Marshall County, $46,000 distributed to 10 fire departments in Washington County, and $63,000 to 7 in Nemahal County. Funds from the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act are generated by a 2% tax paid by insurance companies on fire and lightning insurance premiums written in the state. Associations primarily use their distributed funds for insurance premiums and safety enhancements, such as new fire trucks, fire station building improvements, and firefighting gear. Marshall County Historical Society announced at their quarterly meeting that work is to begin this month on tuck-pointing brick on the building tower and north side. The south and west sides of the 130-year-old building were previously completed, and a campaign called Fix the Bricks has generated a substantial portion of the $348,000 to fund the work. Additional contributions are always welcome. The Historical Society will join Max Blasky on the party line for Throwback Thursday tomorrow morning, 9:40 until 10 a.m. on KNDY AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Friday's registration deadline for a pair of soil health workshops upcoming July 13th at Palmer and July 14th at Axtell. Learn about the benefits of soil health, including cover crop economics, livestock management, nutrient availability, and more. RSVP again due by Friday to Ryan at GlacialHillsRCD.com. The Kansas Wrap Soil Health Workshop, July 13th in Palmer and July 14th in Axtell, hosted by Glacial Hills Resource Conservation and Development. Kansas Department of Transportation reminds the public that all political campaign signs or billboards are prohibited from being placed on state right-of-way. When maintenance crews find advertising on state right-of-way, the signs will be removed and taken to the closest Department of Transportation sub-area office. Political signs not retrieved will be disposed of after the election. Political campaign advertising is allowed on private property bordering state right-of-way. However, those planning on erecting signs on private property must first obtain permission from the property owner. A state law related to placement of campaign signs on city or county-owned right-of-way does not apply, and those interested should contact the local jurisdiction on any rules. Kelsey Hattisall with the River Valley Extension District recently was a guest on our KNDY Public Affairs program and highlighted proper pruning and trimming techniques for storm-damaged trees. She talked about the best method to remove attached limbs.
So you, like, cut all the way out at the edge first and, like, make a smaller cut and cut, just essentially remove some of that weight.
Yeah.
Because if you cut it all the way off at the trunk, you're going to probably cause more problems to your tree than if you would just cut it in sections. So you remove one end of it and just kind of drop some weight off, and then make what we call an undercut closer to the trunk. That way, if it does rip, you already have that broken spot there that it'll rip there instead of ripping all the way down the trunk of your tree. So if you make that undercut at first, and then you take off more of the weight, and then you can make that final cut on closer to the trunk, and you just want to make sure you're not cutting flush with that trunk.
Hattisall went on to suggest where to remove a branch from the tree.
You want to leave just a little bit of room. There's a branch bark collar that you don't want to cut into. That's where the branch attaches to the trunk. It kind of depends on how big the branch is that you're cutting. It's real easy to notice. It's right where it starts to curve, like where that curve is, where the branch attaches to the tree. That's where you don't want to cut into. So you just leave just outside of that start of that curve.
Frida I. Bailey, age 97, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Wymore. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30. Hathel Laughlin of at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Frida Bailey. Alice M. Johnson, age 87, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from the Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. At the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Alice Johnson. Rosalie D. Mirian, age 93, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned Monday, 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday at 7 p.m. at the church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Rosalie Mirian.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back again like your favorite lunch special, the Marshall County Community Band invites you to enjoy their 2022 concert series. Playing this summer at the Kester House Museum and Gardens every Wednesday at 7:30. This is a sure cure to those midweek blues. bring a lawn chair and a friend to enjoy the music in lovely Kester House Gardens. That's every Wednesday until July 13th, playing at 7:30. Brought to you by the wonderful folks of the Marshall County Community Band.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory is currently in effect until late this evening. More showers and thunderstorms are possible today, and temperatures will stay a bit cooler. With our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the mid-80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the mid-90s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. More showers possible overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the mid-60s and mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 70s throughout Missouri. More showers possible throughout Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. More showers are possible throughout Thursday and Friday before clearing up on Saturday and staying sunny throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July 90, record high on this date 108. The average low 69 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:07. We received 3/4 inch of rain overnight on our second rain so far in the month of July.
You never want to be under a tree in a thunderstorm, and oak trees may be especially dangerous. We explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this 2-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 6th, the 187th day of the year. Former President George W. Bush celebrates his 76th birthday. Some recent summer thunderstorms got us wondering, are some trees more prone to lightning strikes than others? A lot depends on the tree's height, soil conditions, and other variables, but throughout history, the oak tree has gained a reputation for being lightning prone. There's even an old proverb, beware the oak, it draws the stroke, and there is a scientific basis. Oaks have a higher moisture content than other trees, plus a deep central root that plunges straight down, making it a good conductor. But there is good news, too, for your prized oaks. Those same qualities make them more likely to survive a lightning strike. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville invites you to their annual Keepsake Ornament Premiere event, July 19th through the 16th. Shop the newest and some never-before-seen ornaments and register for some great prizes. Don't forget to pre-order your ornaments early. Just imagine all the memories and fun moments you'll have after you stop by Reflections Keepsake Ornament Premiere Event, July 19th through the 16th in beautiful downtown Marysville.
It's summertime fun in Lynn with the annual Lynn Picnic this weekend. Don't miss the fun, including a garden tractor show. The vendor fair runs 10 to 1. They'll serve a traditional German meal at the shelter house Saturday beginning at 11. There's a parade at 5 with bounce houses after work and a chicken dinner and demolition derby Saturday evening beginning at 7 with fireworks at dark. DJ both nights plus full concessions and a beer garden. It's summer fun at the Lynn Picnic this weekend. Moe's Stop and Shop for pizza, soft serve ice cream, ice, beer, and of course fuel up at Moe's Stop and Shop in Lynn. Lynn Post and Pipe builds quality continuous fencing, heavy-duty gates, portable panels and tubs, adjustable alleyways, crowding tubs, and cattle feeders. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Up to date with today's technology, United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Mays High School standout quarterback Avery Johnson is staying in the Sunflower State. Early yesterday afternoon, Johnson made his announcement official. He'll be heading to Kansas State University. Johnson is the number one overall player in the state and 12th ranked quarterback in the 2023 class. He had 25 offers, but his final three choices were Oregon, Washington, and the college he chose, Kansas State. Johnson will finish his senior season this upcoming year, but his junior campaign was nothing but spectacular. He threw for 2,550 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. He also ran for 1,080 yards and 22 touchdowns. Iowana Chanceleonte will compete in the FIBA U20 Women's European Championship. She'll enter her junior year this upcoming season as she averaged just under 10 points a game and 5.5 rebounds per game while ranking second on the KU team with 26 blocks last season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR return, and vehicle with credit plus tax and fees expires month's end.
Hutchinson Community College standout wide receiver Malik Benson is heading to Alabama. The Kansas native announced his decision yesterday on Instagram, saying, quote, he is 100% committed. Benson is considered the number one JUCO recruit in the 2023 class after a dominant year at Hutchinson Community College per 24/7 Sports. He finished last season with 43 catches for 1,229 yards and 11 touchdowns in 11 games. The 6'1", 185-pound player eventually chose Alabama over Georgia, LSU, Oregon, and Tennessee. The Kansas City Royals' dynamic rookie duo of Bobby Witt Jr. and MJ Melendez each crushed home runs, but it wasn't enough as the Houston Astros exploded for four homers of their own in a 9-run scoring outburst. The Royals, who are now 29-50, have lost their first two games of the series after the Astros won Monday afternoon's opener on a walk-off home run. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host 7 home games.
He's loose! Touchdown! Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Single game tickets are on sale now starting at just $25. Reserve your seat today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
The Easy Care Philodendron is still a good choice for new, busy, and even experienced gardeners. Find new ways to include the old and newer, often more colorful and uniquely shaped varieties in your home. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Display smaller leaf varieties in containers on tabletops, shelves, or hanging from the ceiling or wall bracket. Allow the leafy stems to spill over the pot, adding a bit of greenery wherever they wander. Or train these and larger leaf philodendron up a trellis, stake, or bark board. Fill several containers with big leaf philodendrons and place them together to create a warm welcome for visitors or a focal point. Let colorful varieties like pink princess and red leaf philodendron shine by placing them in front of a light-colored wall or indoor greenery. Keep them out of the reach of pets and children that like to nibble on your plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You know your station has hit the big time when its call letters are used for a fictional radio station on a TV show. I won't give too much away at this point, other than to say hello to our listeners in Mitchell, South Dakota, as their station celebrates 75 years on the air. The story of that station and its TV tie is next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
On July 4th, 1947, a new radio station signed on the air for the first time in Mitchell, South Dakota. It was KMHK, owned by Ray Eppel. Within a couple of years, he got the chance to purchase the iconic call letters KORN, which is what it has been ever since.
He eventually started a TV station. So there was a KORN TV station here in Mitchell.
News director J.P. Skelly says the call letters were also picked up by a well-known TV series.
If you watch the television variety show Hee Haw, they use the letters KORN.
There was an earlier station here, KGDA, began in 1930 and lasted until 1933. One of the notable on-air personalities was a guy named Johnny that you've probably heard at some point.
I'll drop a hint on him, and maybe listeners can figure this out. Does the phrase, "come on down," mean anything to you? That was Johnny Olson, later became nationally known as a radio personality and as a game show announcer.
Time doesn't permit to include the many personalities, stars, politicians, and notable names who have been on the airwaves on KORN. But JP says after 75 years, a lot has changed, but a lot remains the same. And that's what keeps the station on the air.
While technology has changed and the business has changed, the one thing that has remained steady with KORN over the years is our commitment to local radio and a commitment to our communities.
And we say thanks to the folks at KORN for allowing the American Countryside to be on the air on such a historic station in the city that's home to the world's only corn palace. Traveling the countryside in Mitchell, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Getting water out of the pond is just as important as filling it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Regular maintenance of the spillway is critical for draining excess water and to prevent flooding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If the water level in your pond is suddenly rising, take a look at the spillway. Its job is to control the maximum depth of the pond and direct the outflow to an area that won't compromise the integrity of the pond structure. A spillway that's not maintained is headed for trouble. Tim Mattson is a pond consultant and author. He says in a natural spillway where the excess water leaves through a stream-like channel, plants will grow in. But if they become overgrown, it can cause problems with water drainage.
And if it catches debris trying to leave the pond, can clog up and you may get flooding because the water can't leave the pond properly. I've seen ponds where spillways fill in with plants and debris and the pond level starts to rise and rise and then it starts to actually go over the dam.
Mattson recommends keeping the vegetation in check and dig out the spillway a little more if needed. You may need to add reinforcement with stones or riprap if erosion is a problem. Some ponds rid their excess water through a piping system. This also needs to be inspected periodically to be sure the pipe is holding up.
Most people use plastic these days, but not so long ago it was steel or iron, and those materials could corrode. You have to look at that aspect of the spillway to make sure that you haven't got something that's rusting and is going to fall apart or is already leaking, perhaps. If it's plastic, it's not going to rust, but it can crack, perhaps, with ice damage.
Make sure leaves, branches, algae, and other debris don't clog the discharge pipe or channel. Spillways are very attractive to beavers, and they like nothing better than to plug them up. Learn more about keeping a pond spillway in top shape at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. I'm your host, Max Blasky, as always. Today I'm joined by Matt Jandra, a chamber committee member from Hanover, part of organizing the Days of 49. How are you doing today, Matt?
No, I'm doing wonderful today. Thanks for asking, Max. How about yourself?
Not too bad. So now going into Saturday, the last day, Matt, what do we got for wrap-ups coming up?
If you somehow missed the tractor show on Friday, you have no reason to miss it on Saturday because it is all day. So come out and see the tractors if you can't do it Friday. We will be doing it again on Saturday. That'll just be something that just brings a whole bunch of people out to get together just for a good time. And then, again on Saturday, we have the parade. Starts an hour earlier, 5:30 on Saturday. Parade number 2. Going to be an awesome parade, plenty of floats, plenty of music, just good times had by all during the parade. Mm-hmm. And then that evening we have the Joker Band, and then we cap off the weekend with fireworks at dark. That alone is going to be worth the trip.
Now, is there going to be a place for beverages, concessions, drinks, whatnot?
In the evenings, the community building up there at the grounds will be open, and there will be several places where you will be able to get in and have all sorts of different kinds of food and drinks, something that's just going to fit everybody from young to old.
I would be remiss if we didn't mention the carnival, Matt. For Saturday, is there a way you can buy wristbands or armbands for that?
There will be the ability to buy tickets or wristbands on Saturday. It's just going to be a great weekend. Fun time, hopefully great weather. And it'll be nice to just spend it, you know, with a lot of good people having a fun time.
Once again, I want to thank Matt Jandra for joining me on KNDY. And don't forget to get over to Hanover for Days of 49. Well, that'll do it for me, and we will just see you all again next week.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
A former seed brand with a long history is about to return to the marketplace. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Outward Ag LLC, which sells the Midwest Seed Genetics and NC Plus seed brands, is resurrecting the Crow's Seed brand. Outward CEO Eric Nelson.
And as we looked at different ways to approach it, one is, of course, starting something brand new. But the other path, the one we chose, is working with some branding that had some identity and some equity and been around the industry a long time. And Crow's started in the mid-30s.
Nelson says seed sellers will start taking orders later this month for the 2023 planting season.
We found some progressive agriculturalists and entrepreneurs that we felt would reflect the brand really well, and that gave us a reason to say, you know what, let's plant a flag and let's put Crow's in their hands and work closely with them to develop something really unique and fun.
Nelson says Crow's seed will be handled and sold much like Outward's other brands.
There are a lot of farmers out there that do respect that connection locally, not just at the transactional side from the local dealership. But I think we've proven that if we just get back to the basics of doing those things really well and delivering a pleasurable relationship, therein lies the opportunity.
Learn more at crows-c.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's quarterly hogs and pigs report that came out last week shows near 72.5 million hogs and pigs in the nation. That is down near 1% from this time last year and down slightly from the last quarter as well. And Steiner Consulting Group's chief economist Alton Kahlo says there are a couple of years where the inventory increased significantly, but we have come down from those numbers in part due to China.
They seem to have resolved some of the issues because of the African swine fever that hit them. We don't have that export market. One thing that producers always need to remember is that in the last 15 years, 2/3 of the demand for our pork has come, or for the growth in pork supplies, has come from exports.
He goes on to say that he was surprised about the increase in breeding numbers despite the higher grain prices and lower exports overall.
So what drove that increase? You know, we can all speculate as to what the reasons are. You know, you can point at Prop 12 that got delayed, and maybe there's a potential that that's going to go away, hopefully. It also could be that reduced the breeding herd by about 7% since December 1, 2019. And so maybe that's been enough. You know, that's been enough liquidation.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's report, the state of Iowa accounted for the largest inventory, followed by Minnesota and North Carolina. Other key insights of the report included breeding inventory was 6.17 million head, down 1% from last year and up from 1% from March 1st of this year. Market hog inventory was sitting at 66.4 million head, down 1% as well from last year and down slightly from the March report. March to May 2022 pig crop was at 32.9 million head. That was down 1% from last year. And the average pig saved per litter was 11 for the March through May period, compared to the 10.95 from this time last year. Producers can visit online for more information at porkcheckoff.org for more market information. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Yoder Meats, we would like to take a minute to say thank you to all the customers that have been so good to us the past couple of months. We appreciate your business and want you to know that we will continue to work hard to ensure that every Yoder Meats experience is based on quality meat and excellent customer service at a reasonable price. It's backyard grilling season, so call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location and get the perfect meat for your next round of outdoor cooking. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Increased fuel prices for farmers and ranchers come at a time when all other inputs are higher as well, impacting the bottom line. Michael Clements with more.
USDA estimates show that the cost of fuel, lube, and electricity is expected to increase 34% in 2022 compared to 2021. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Shelby Myers says farmers are feeling the pinch.
They've been facing these price increases all throughout the spring. They've been working to get what could be one of the most important crop years planted. And for growers, they've expressed a lot of concerns about availability and delivery of the diesel fuel for when they needed it most, especially as we face some of these delayed planting times. So that window to plant crops this year was smaller than usual, so it meant that fuel delivery had to be timely, but that also meant it came at a cost.
U.S. fuel supplies traditionally decline in the spring and summer with increased demand, but Myers says there are additional factors this year.
What's making this year more difficult is that the U.S. does not have the same amount of additional supply being produced or even coming into the country that would supplement this increased demand. And so we continue to see evidence where the U.S. economy is trying to play catch up. All those production slowdowns and interruptions that were created by COVID-19, and we've added in additional hurdles like Russia's invasion into Ukraine, it's really impeded the ability for the supply chain to catch up with demand.
Should price increases continue, she urges farmers to consider what options they may have to seek relief.
It's really about managing a risk to to the price increases and that uncertainty of price increases and finding ways to reduce costs creatively. There are crop insurance products that are available that can help insure against input prices for farmers that would include diesel and fertilizer, but it's really limited to a few states and only corn, soybeans, rice, and wheat. So it's also a really great opportunity to have conversations with local fuel retailers for the opportunity to price hedge and utilize on-farm fuel storage.
Read more on the market intel page at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Japanese beetles will be coming out in many areas of the country soon. Begin your plan of attack when the first ones arrive on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Last summer was a bad one for Japanese beetles in my area. Thousands devoured my knockout roses, green beans, and the leaves on our linden tree. James Quinn is a regional horticultural specialist at the University of Missouri. He says when you see the first beetles arrive, spray the plants you want to protect with an insecticide.
If you can get that initial treatment on, it will probably give you about 3 weeks of protection. And then if you start to see them kind of linger, come back around, treat again. There's a number of different active ingredients you can use. 7 is one that is very effective. Insecticide triazide insect killer is a very effective product. And there's lots of formulations with permethrin, and that also should be effective.
There are drenches available for tree protection, but be careful applying them if the tree is flowering so it doesn't affect the bees. If you don't want to use insecticides, another option is trapping. The jury is out on whether traps are effective or they call in more beetles, telling them the party's at your house.
When populations of Japanese beetles are fairly low in the area, then they can work okay because there's not so many that they overwhelm the traps. And so people will often use traps initially to good success. But when the Japanese beetles come in some really daunting numbers, then the traps almost seem to draw more into your area than the trap will catch.
If you use traps, put them around the edge of your property, away from the plants you're trying to protect. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more on what to do about Japanese beetles at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the increase in natural disasters all over the country, many individuals are continuously working on national preparedness of any type of emergencies. Wildfires, droughts, flooding, and hurricanes are the top of the list for natural disasters. AARP's Oklahoma State Director Sean Vosko says that it's important for you to have a plan for you and your family, your farm, and even your livestock.
Yet again, we see more devastating natural disasters this year. And while we can't control the weather, we can control how ready we are. Sitting down with your family and farm workers to make a plan can save you a lot of stress when that time comes. Be sure to include items everyone will need and what tasks they will be responsible for. It's also a good idea to make different plans for different types of disasters that may impact you.
He goes on to say that having a plan can always help during the natural disaster and prior to, but it can also help afterwards as well.
Those suffering from wildfires and Hurricane Ida know too well how life following disaster may feel chaotic for days, if not weeks. First, make sure everyone is safe and they have everything they need to get them through the next few days. Determine what your plan of action will be and assess what damages you have. Finally, be sure to find out what resources are available to you, your family, and your farm.
They always recommend having food and water on hand, a place for shelter to meet during a natural disaster, and a process to go to if your family is separated or needs help. Many states also encourage a National Preparedness Month to try and remind individuals to have food stocked up or water bottled and different shelters in place for any type of natural disaster that may occur. Also, planning on the best ways to preserve your farm and your livestock is always a handy way to try and get through a natural disaster. For more information on finding some disaster preparation tips, you can go to the website at aarp.org/aarplive for some live videos and virtual conferences on some tips and tricks. Wheat growers looking to manage barley yellow dwarf virus or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley yellow dwarf virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at
Hitchpin. Is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
K-State Wheat Science Specialist Sarah Lancaster hopes to provide producers with advice on best practices.
Thresholds to keep in mind is actually probably not as high as you would think. So some of our plants, our weeds, will start to shift their processes around 85 degrees. Mm. Certainly once we start to see temperatures in the 90s or higher, we need to start thinking about how we're going to ensure that we get enough herbicide into the weeds and also take into account crop safety, because some of the things that we do to increase weed management can also increase the risk of crop response to the herbicide applications.
She warns to avoid times of heat stress as well as weigh the risks between crop injury and weed control.
Plants are typically going to be trying to conserve as much water as possible, which means they're going to slow down some of the plant processes that the herbicides target. Okay, so that makes it more difficult for the herbicides to work. Think about maybe when, if you can choose the time of day that you're applying your herbicides, you know, try to apply them earlier in the day so that the temperatures are cooler and the plants are not as heat stressed. Other things to think about would be changes in the surface of the leaf. In order to build their defenses against the environment, they're going to add layers of wax to the leaves. We're applying herbicides in water-based solutions, mm-hmm. and wax and water repel. So we need to think very carefully about our adjuvant systems as we think about managing weeds that have been growing in really hot environments. So the label gives you a choice of a non-ionic surfactant or a crop oil. The crop oil is going to be more effective at breaking down that cuticle. If you get a choice between crop oil and MSO, a methylated seed oil, the MSO is going to be more effective at breaking down that cuticle and getting into the plant. Now, you're going to be more likely to see crop crop injury, but generally that crop injury is going to be short-term, probably worth what you're going to gain in weed control.
She closes with thoughts on herbicide volatility, especially in situations involving dicamba-resistant soybeans.
Are PPO inhibiting herbicides, or maybe folks have heard me refer to them as a group 14 herbicide, they're going to be more prone to causing crop response. So folks who have been applying herbicides for a long time, remember that when you apply effective rates of those herbicides, you're going to see some bronzing of the leaves. So, and then the last thing to think about would be temperature affects herbicide volatility. This has gotten a lot of attention, particularly in terms of dicamba-resistant soybeans and making those over-the-top applications of dicamba-based products to soybeans in the summertime. We know that as temperatures increase, the volatility of those herbicides is going to increase the likelihood of off-target herbicide movement. This is one of the reasons why the EPA has established that June 30th cutoff date for applications of products like Xtendimax, Ingenia, and Tavium.
That was K-State Weed Sign Specialist Sarah Lancaster.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.